Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Sometimes what goes around comes around, and you have to be what comes around.
Cool line.
That's my line.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome to Shit They Don't
Tell You. Don't Tell You 2024.
Wait, no? Is it?
Yeah.
We're in 2024 now?
I think so. Let us know in the comments. Are we in 2024?
Let us know in the comments if we're in 2024.
Did we make it? We're recording from 2023. Back in the past.
True. Hope everyone's well. Hope you all had a fun holiday season.
Yeah.
Time to take down your decorations, all you ingrates.
Yeah, your HOA is going to be mad.
They get pissed.
I send you letters.
All right, check it out.
Okay, I'm checking.
Am I the Asshole is one of our favorite things.
It is. It gets rated really high in the Spotify wrap, so I'm glad you guys love them.
It's the highest rated thing we do.
I think it's fun because, so we do take questions from you. If you'd ever like to submit questions, we do ask us anything. You can submit to podcast@nikki.limo. That is always available, and we will answer your questions about any topic, even though we're not experts. Don't come for us. It's for entertainment purpose only. Sure. But with Am I the Asshole, I feel a little bit more freedom to be ruthless in judgment.
Because
since we
like
don't,
all of you.
We don't know these people.
Yes.
And they don't listen to the show.
No kid gloves.
And I feel like we're fair, but also very straightforward, honest.
We don't have to root for these people.
You know, we don't.
Right?
We would hit breakup buttons
ten times
harder.
Exactly.
Okay, aggressively.
So speaking of that, and thank all of you for the support of the show.
Yes.
And nothing helps the show more than going to patreon.com/sticky.
S-T-I-K-K-I.
Get this show a couple days early. Also, you get Crypto Corner, my show I do every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We do free roll poker tournaments.
Yep. We have a great time.
We do.
Also, access to our Discord community, which is unrivaled.
Yes. Yes.
Love to all of them.
Very supportive community. Okay.
So check this out.
I'm checking.
Question number one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for calling police on my ex for abandoning his child and mine while his girlfriend was giving birth?
Wow.
It already sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless his child was like 16 years old.
I, 32 female, have been married to my ex, Dan, 35 male, for 6 years before we divorced at the end of 2020 due to him cheating with a girl named Kate.
What? Wow, way to throw Kate under the bus.
Right? Kate and Dan have a son who is 3, which was conceived and born during the pandemic while I was under high risk, and their entire affair has cost me some of my physical health, not just mental.
Hmm.
After the divorce, Dan moved out of my house, and we haven't spoken since.
Okay.
Last week, Dan suddenly dropped his son off at my house without giving me any warning or any explanation. He only mumbled that Kate was giving birth to their second child and needs him in the delivery room due to complications. He left before I could protest, and I have tried texting and calling multiple times. I have received no reply. I do not know why he thought I was a good idea, as I had plans, and they definitely don't involve someone else's kid. I ended up calling the police and have told them what happened. Explained that it's not my child. I haven't agreed to look after him, and his dad is not responding. They took the kid, and I haven't heard anything until the very early hours of the same day when my ex called me, calling me an asshole, as the cops found them in the hospital and basically forced him out of the delivery room so he could look after his child. So he missed the birth of his second, and Kate had some complications, so she's in intensive care. I hope that bitch dies.
Oh my, she did not say that.
That's what she wrote.
That's not what she said.
Kate had some complications, so she's in intensive care. He also started shouting, saying that his and Kate's parents are living at the opposite ends of the country and have medical conditions, don't you understand? Which means they can't look after his son. I've told him he should have used his brain cells and thought about it in advance instead of dumping the product of his affair at my house, knowing that me and him are not civil, but was called an even bigger... You want to guess the word?
Asshole?
Close.
Oh.
Cunt. No, he said asshole.
Okay.
Great guess.
Thank you.
I have mentioned this to some of my family and friends, and while some people are on my side, others agree that my ex saying I should have looked after the kid, I should have actually looked after the kid, and I'm an asshole for calling the cops.
The fuck?
There's no way.
No There's way no you're the asshole.
Way. That is so messed up.
No. Fuck that noise.
Dude, lucky. This guy's lucky that
she's not an abusive person. That too. Yeah.
He knew that she's solid, so he could trust her. But what a scumbag, all-time scumbag move. Scumbag spotlight on this guy. Total scumbag move. He's lucky she didn't take the kid, put it in a basket, drop it off at the fire department. Because that's what I would have done.
Oh my God.
Because that's how petty I am.
It's not the kid's fault. Poor guy.
The kid is the focal point of everything that happened in your last relationship.
Yeah.
So of course I drop it off at the fire department.
No, I'd call the police. I'm with her. Like, that's fucked up. Like, they haven't even talked since they got divorced.
Not once.
And he had an affair on her, and the kid was the product.
The product.
The product. The product, yes.
Thank you.
Of the affair. Yeah, I don't think you're the asshole at all.
I mean, that's open and shut.
That's like open and shut, yeah, for sure.
Do you think I'm the asshole for saying that she should ditch it at a fire department or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we already knew you were an asshole.
I can be an asshole.
I just think it's like anything. The kid shouldn't be traumatized from the dad's stupidity. Like, I would protect a child at all costs.
At all costs? So what if it was like $3 million?
What do you mean?
You protect a child at all costs. So like, what if it was like $13.5 million?
Is it my $13.5 million?
That's how much it's going to cost.
Well, I don't have that much.
So don't say at all costs.
Well, if I didn't sign,
protect a child.
If I didn't sign anything,
up to a certain point,
I wouldn't leave it at the fire department.
It's a little tip out there if you need to get rid of a kid.
Oh, 3-year-olds can wander; they don't just stay in the.
Not if you put it in.
They don't stay in the basket.
You put it in a blanket.
Okay, my bad.
Thank you.
I still think you're the asshole.
Okay, question number two.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my fiance that she cannot use the necklace which was given by her former boyfriend for our wedding?
Oh,
I got beef with you about this.
No, you don't.
I have serious beef.
We went over it.
No, we'll get over it maybe this time. Okay, so check this out. My 31 male fiance Rhea, 31 female, so Rhea is talking, and I are supposed to get married in a month or so. We have been dating for a few years as well. It's an arranged marriage.
Oh.
After we had discussed everything with our families, set the date after consulting the astrologer, we sent out invitations. The discussion about the jewelry was to be addressed. Parentheses, the necklace is the Hindu equivalent of the Christian wedding ring. End parentheses. She had an engagement with someone else before. He was her boyfriend. But it had been called off at the end due to questions about dubious morality on the groom's side. She told me yesterday she wants to use the same necklace which her boyfriend had given her for our wedding.
What?
I was shocked. I told her I'm not going to agree to that. I said that we can find a necklace ourselves. But she said it's the one she likes. I got in an argument with her by saying she cannot use the one which was given by her ex. But she said it's her choice. It's none of my business or concern. And in the end, she said, I'm, quote, controlling her, and, quote, it's just a necklace and nothing more than a formality, and blame me for being attached to it, etc.
Not if it's the equivalent of a wedding ring.
She was not budging at all, however, and accused me of being a misogynist, that I'm showing my true colors and stuff like that. She basically called me a lot of names, and I'm wondering whether I did anything wrong. Am I the asshole?
Well, that's what happens when you don't love somebody. Like, she clearly doesn't want to be part of this arranged marriage.
Yeah.
She's
That's so, like her statement, right?
Yeah.
She's wearing a Scarlet Letter kind of thing?
I don't think that means the same thing.
I think that's saw the movie Easy A. That's exactly what it means.
Well, she had that, like, in those movies, they're making her wear that letter on her chest.
But then in that movie, Easy A, she wears it as a protest.
Yes, that AKA, is correct. Very is niche this, reference here.
That's a not niche
anyone
reference.
That's seen Easy A, I guess they
Everyone
might
loves that
get
movie,
this
Emma
reference.
Stone's breakout role.
Can we dissect this actual problem?
Can we talk about Easy A?
No.
Okay.
So if this actually does mean the equivalent of a wedding ring, then that's pretty fucked up. And also, it's very clear by her getting defensive about it that she's not in love with this guy and maybe she misses her ex.
I think she's using this to, like, basically
put a
make
wedge.
A statement.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Emma Stone was doing in the movie Easy A.
Yeah.
Do you agree
you
with that?
You know what? This is just like the movie Easy A.
I don't like it when you agree that much.
So anything else you want to say about Easy A before we dissect it more?
It was funny.
It's a good movie.
I love the friend.
She won me over.
The guy friend in that movie, one of my favorite characters.
The guy friend.
Yeah.
I can't remember friend. What he looks like.
It's fine. Okay. I think that this, you're not the asshole. It's just a sad situation.
What's the beef you have with me?
How do you mean?
You said you have beef with me about this.
Oh, well, right. So Nikki famously used to wear a bangle jewelry.
It wasn't a bangle. It was a cuff.
It was a cuff jewelry.
Yes.
That was given to her unto her by her ex.
Yes, my high school sweetheart. High school ex.
You don't have to call him sweetheart.
He was a sweetheart.
You don't have to call him sweetheart. You could just say my ex.
My high school sweetie.
High school ex. See that? Okay. So, but then you wore it for many years while we were together.
But also before we were together for many
but
years.
But also while we're together.
Since I was 15, that bracelet got put on me and I didn't take it off. It was authentic silver. It was,
he owned
it was
your wrist.
Sterling silver.
Since 15.
I still have a mark on it from it like poking because it was a heart shape. So like the point of the heart poked into my hand and I still have a mark from it.
You always have his heart on your hand. I get it.
Yeah, it's his heart. And I think of him because that's what the sweetheart part is about.
I heard it.
So anyway, I had that on my wrist since I was 15. And we got together when I was 26. So over a decade of having this on my hand, it no longer associated it with him at all.
If like, you say so.
It was just part of me. And I never took it off. And I just like when I'm in a streak of not taking something off, I'm not just going to take it off.
Right.
Like just for no reason.
Do you take off underwear?
I do, but I don't go through a 11-year streak of keeping the same underwear on. Otherwise, if I did, then I would keep going. Like, I already sunk 11 years into that. Must be a good pair of underwear.
That's fair.
You
know, Patrick Mahomes washes his underwear before every game. He wears the same underwear the whole time.
Okay.
He thinks it's luck. Is that what it was about with you? Is it lucky?
Well, he hasn't won every game. I had him on my fantasy, so like it wasn't as great of a year as it has been in past.
Does he suck?
He kind of sucks now.
Yeah, think he sucks now, right?
Taylor Swift ruined the Chiefs, you know? No, but did I wear it on my wedding day?
No, you did not.
I did not.
Credit to you.
And I haven't worn it since.
Where is it?
I don't know. It broke.
It broke. I wonder how it broke.
Well, when I tried to put it back on, it broke. So I was like,
I wonder if anyone loosened it up.
I guess if 11 years of... Well, you would with some pliers just create a
just
big
like
dent.
Create like
yeah.
a little, make it weak a little bit and then once you put it on you're like, oh, I guess it's over with
yeah.
it. I did not do that.
Was a little too simpaccato. Simpaccato.
You call me simp?
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I did.
Damn. Dude.
Simpaccato.
Damn. Fair.
I think this girl's not into you, bro. Break up.
Yeah, break up.
Break up.
Easy mode break up.
Easy A, break up.
It is funny that, like, to judge an arranged marriage.
It's harder.
It's impossible.
Because it's not, like, the
we
same
no,
culture.
We
have no
anything.
Reference point at all.
There's no reference point.
Yeah,
okay.
We have no authority to,
sorry,
to judge that.
We don't do that.
But by human behavior, which I'm very experienced
yes.
in,
yes. Well, you think
she's showing the signs of not being into you.
Perhaps.
Mayhaps you have lots of financial security.
Yes, let's go. Okay, next question. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter's boyfriend to simply go home? I picked up my daughter's boyfriend, Ron.
Ron?
Not his name, by the way.
Okay, well,
just to protect him.
Old name.
From his house Friday night so we could watch a Christmas movie together. My daughter, Molly, not her name. This guy's the best. And I have already had dinner at a restaurant so after Christmas shopping, but he hadn't. So I offered to make him dinner. Ron wanted to prepare something on his own, so I told him he could use our kitchen. He's done this before. He's responsible. He uses our equipment with care. And by the way, they are both 17.
Okay.
We get home. He walks into the kitchen, which was a mess, and that's my fault. I hadn't had the time to clean it up after cooking dinner the night before. Ron says he can't work like this and proceeds to clean up the kitchen with my daughter's help. I left the kitchen to do something else. A few minutes later, I walk into the kitchen to make tea and hear my daughter say the mess is due to my procrastination. So I explained that I had been up since 3 a.m. I worked the early shift. I hadn't had time to clean the kitchen because I had other things to take care of. And I had taken her Christmas shopping after work. She asked if I was done. I went into the living room after to watch TV. Minutes later, Ron goes outside with a small compost bucket for kitchen scraps to dump in the large bin provided by the city. He walks back in complaining about the gunk stuck at the bottom, which did not fall out. It's a mixture of coffee grounds and bacon fat, so it's hard to shake out. He tells me he's going to hose it off outside. As he's leaving, I remember that the outdoor hose is off because it's winter. So I yell, come back, the hose won't work, it's turned off. My daughter tells me not to yell, and I tell her to tell him the hose won't work, it's winter. No, this is the second time in a week he's expressed disgust at our kitchen scraps bucket, so I'm getting irked about it, because I take it as a criticism whether he means it that way or not. Also, the fact of his parents' kitchen always being clean is something he and my daughter have made a point of mentioning a few times. Ron returns with the bucket. Molly washes it out in the sink. When she's done washing it, he comes to the living room holding the bucket, explaining he's going to put parchment or baking paper in the bottom to prevent the gunk from sticking to the bottom again. I interrupt him and ask him to please not tell me about it because I'm not interested. He continues and I ask him again not to tell me. I don't want to know. He has just a puzzled expression on his face and starts again. I tell him to stop talking about it and if he cannot stop, to go home because I don't want to hear about it. He stops and leaves the living room to join Molly in her room. About 15 minutes later, Ron says goodnight and leaves. Molly has asked me to apologize to Ron, and I'm having a hard time convincing myself I was in the wrong. What say you?
I think everyone's a little bit rude in this situation. I think that they were being a little too harsh on the mom for not cleaning the dishes. Like, I don't know. I'm very guilty of like not having time to like
on the dad.
Harsh on the dad for not cleaning the dishes. Like, I don't know. Some people, like my dad, has to have the kitchen clean every night when he goes to
bed. That's
a
fact.
And so like, so it's a thing with some people. They have to have a tidy kitchen. Like the kitchen is like a big deal. I don't know. I wasn't raised that way. And even though I lived with my dad, like I guess maybe I wasn't raised that way because he always did the kitchen cleaning. So yeah. I don't know. I wasn't raised to clean the kitchen before going to bed. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I don't like when there's piles and piles of dishes in the sink when I come downstairs in the morning. Like, that gets me overwhelmed. But, like, having a pan that you use to cook or whatever, like, in the sink, sounds fine. So I think they're being a little harsh for, like kind of attacking and being like, ew, our kitchen's gross. Ew. And like, I don't know. That's kind of rude to go to someone else's kitchen and criticize it. Like, it's not your kitchen. Like, they're being nice for you, letting you use it, right?
I do think the boyfriend did a cool thing with the bucket thing.
Yeah, he's like fixing it.
He's like, hey, I fixed this for you. And then it's like, I don't want to hear this.
Exactly, because the ego got in the way.
Yeah, it's like you're taking it personal.
Yeah.
But then I can't blame him because I take things personal a lot.
Exactly. And from living with you, I'm like, well, poor guy. He took it personally. Like, it's his ego coming into play here because he's getting shit on by his daughter and the daughter's boyfriend for, like, not cleaning the kitchen right away, even though, like, in his eyes, he woke up at 3 a.m. He took his daughter shopping. Like, he's being a good guy. Took her to dinner. And sometimes when you're 17, I guess I don't think you have, like, a zoomed out perspective. You know, you're 17. You just think you know everything. Like kids are kind of just like, oh, well, why wouldn't you have time to clean? You know, you don't fucking consider adult situations because you don't have anything to compare it to. Like you've never had to run an adult life where you have to pay the mortgage and make sure your kids are okay and make sure there's food on the table, all this shit. Like all you had to do was do some homework and like, you know, try to get through puberty. So I think that they just don't have the perspective and they're being a little too harsh and then not understanding why the dad is a little bit overreacting. That being said, I think the dad is a little bit overreacting when the boyfriend's like offering help and stuff.
I think that all the little jibber jabber about the kitchen, we could stand without it because the dad said, yo, the kitchen's a mess. I know that. Right. Dad also offered to cook dinner.
Yeah.
Kind of a legend move. And then the boyfriend's like, no, I'll do it myself.
Just some people are really particular about how they need the kitchen to be.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
It's not, I think it's like a gene because some people have it and some people don't. And I feel like you're either one or the other. It's like you're either you don't really care that much about the kitchen being like super fucking clean or you're super anal about it being super fucking clean.
Right.
Like there's no in between.
I need to be clean now that I cook a lot.
I prefer it to be clean, sure. Like, if I had the choice,
But sometimes you don't have a choice.
But, like, sometimes if time is tight and all that stuff, like, it's the last thing I'm thinking about is making sure the kitchen's clean.
If I'm at somebody's house, I'm using their kitchen. I'm not saying a word.
I'm not criticizing their kitchen at all.
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah.
I think there's some decorum that needs to be met here.
And if it's too disgusting that I absolutely can't work in it, then I'm just not going to cook in their kitchen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You know what I mean?
On this one, that's where I'm at.
Like for the dad to offer to cook and then he goes, no, I want to do it.
You know what I do? I starve. I go, oh, you know what? I'm not hungry. I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
And the dad goes, oh, no. I'm like, no, don't. Please don't. You work since 3 a.m. Don't
worry
about it.
I order Taco Bell.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm very resourceful. I don't want to bother too much. You know, I've been pescatarian for however many years, for like 6 years now.
Yeah.
1 year of being fully plant-based and then the rest being pescatarian. And you know, sometimes you go to a thing and they everything has meat in it and I just like I don't make a scene. I just order some food from Postmates and like have it delivered and like I don't try to like wipe it in anyone's face that like,
when we were 15 we couldn't do that or 17.
Right, true.
It could be different.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I'm missing the perspective of the teenager and the teenager's missing the perspective of the adult.
Yeah.
So
just like look, when you're in somebody else's house, you better be the most polite little shit that ever lived. And you better sit up straight and you better just chill.
Especially since he's allowed to even go in the daughter's bedroom. That was such a
off
limits that I would never be allowed to have a guy in my room.
I was never allowed in a chick's room ever. With the door closed, almost ever.
Not with even with the door open, they weren't allowed to come in my room.
I respect that.
I'd
probably be that way.
I thought it was bullshit.
Well, because your brother got to bring over all kinds of people.
Yeah, and even when we were in a group, when it was a group of friends, like, so my house was never chill to go to. We always had to go to someone else's house because I did not have a chill house.
Fair.
No one's allowed to hang out in the room.
You do now.
I have a really chill house now.
I can be in the room, close the door. I can even have sex with my wife on the bed.
That's crazy talk. Don't tell my dad.
I will when I see him. I do often.
Honestly, like, my dad and I's relationship has never been better since I moved out because, like, I think we just are both control freaks about how we want to run a house.
Yes.
And we have opposite standards. And
I think that's a good thing to separate when you're both very rigid in a way.
Yeah. Because, okay, so he's very clean, but his decoration taste sucks. And I am more concerned about the aesthetics of a house. And he's more concerned about efficiency.
Yes.
And his aesthetics fucking suck.
Yeah.
And my mom feels like she can't say anything because he's like so particular. He likes to control everything.
Sure.
And like, so it's easier for her to just be like, whatever, you do it. I don't care.
Well, it's funny because I had the same taste as your dad as far as like, and all I mean by that is like, if I'm at Costco and I see like a cool ottoman.
Yeah.
And it's on sale, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
But then maybe it doesn't go with my furniture at all. But I don't think about that. I'm like, I got this ottoman.
You think the one cool thing is cool. You're like, I need a new ottoman. This one looks cool.
But then I get with this bitch and she makes everything go together in a way that I never even thought was possible or thought about before. And it's because there's a uniformity in the way you decorate that I never even considered.
Like cohesive.
Right. And so now when I'm at Costco, I don't think, oh, I'm going to get that. And like, Nikki's going to be so happy when I bring it home. I'm like, no, if I get that, Nikki's going to hate hate me, and it won't fit anything. And the whole reason why I open the door and my house feels good is because of this bitch, so I'm not going to fuck with it.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that way that runs.
But you showed me it.
Yeah.
You showed me it.
So, like, do I wish the kitchen was cleaner? Sure. Yeah. That gene's just not in me. My dad has that really pat down. Like,
yeah, he's
very good at making the kitchen clean. Even when he stays over at our house, he, like, cleans all the dishes. He broke my microwave plate because he needed everything to be so clean.
He broke our microwave plate the first week that we had
it. We have an alarm that goes off when it senses glass breaking. So
he woke the whole house up.
Lit up at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Yeah, dude's insane.
It was funny. But yeah, like he's very good at cleaning. I envy that. I wish I had a clean gene in me that, like, you know, made things spotless. I just don't have that. But I sacrificed that for the aesthetic of the place. It's tidy. It's not clean. We hire a house cleaner once a month to do the cleaning part, or even a couple times a month. That helps because I know my strengths and weaknesses. I'm not good at that.
And speaking of not good at things, we're not good at segues, but we're going to go on break. So
how dare you? We're
not good at
impressive.
Not good at it.
We should win awards for
another
our segues.
Poor segue by us. So when we come back, though, we're going to have more, even more controversy when we
controversy.
Return.
Controversy.
Thank you. When we return. Here.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Huge. Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Am I the asshole for spilling the ugly truth about my cousin in a family event?
What?
A little bit of context. My cousin, Lily, has been dating Ben since they were teenagers, about 10 years. They really loved each other. Ben has a great job, but he's away a lot. He works away for 3 to 4 months at a time, and then he's at home for 1 to 2 months. For almost 2 years, he has been taking extra jobs and stayed away more to save their wedding, to save for their wedding, and help his siblings pay tuitions for university. Meanwhile, Lily lost her job during COVID and moved to his tiny apartment. She decided to go back to school, which Ben supported. I think this also is the reason he took extra jobs. Lily spent a few weeks with my family early this year and could barely focus. Later, she told me she was pregnant. I was happy, I congratulated her, but then she started crying. She was 10 weeks in, and Ben had left for his job more than 3 months ago. She was worried, she loves him, etc. I was in shock. I couldn't really say anything. The next morning, we went for a walk. She didn't want to share the details with me, but I told her we will help her, and I advised her to come clean with Ben. She started crying again, went back into the house, and then she left early. We spoke on the phone, but all she said was that everything's okay now. The baby was born last month. My husband and I were in the city a few days after the birth for an event and called Ben saying we'd like to drop by to give them a gift and see the baby. Oddly, we couldn't reach Lily. He was silent and then said she was at her mother's. Well, obviously, it wasn't his. Her mom told us Lily broke down in the delivery room as soon as she saw the baby, begging him not to leave. She was a mess. We had a family get-together this weekend, since most will not be available around Christmas. Everyone avoided the Lily subject until one of the little ones asked where Ben was. Lily said he didn't want her or the baby anymore. She was quite aggressive and scared the little guy. She rambled about how life as a single mother was tough and he was a selfish man. She kept playing the victim, and I snapped. I said she should have seen this coming. I spoke in a lower tone, but things escalated. I told her she could at least try to salvage the friendship if she was honest with him and told him the baby wasn't his. I also said that he had warned her the last time she cheated that he wouldn't forgive her. She didn't know I knew about that. It was a yelling match. Her mom was furious because she didn't know about a lot that had happened. Some more stuff was also spilled out by her sister, in parentheses. And the mom was under the impression that it had been a one-time mistake. She was about to retire, and now she has to take care of a baby and a daughter that doesn't work. It ended quite badly. My mom called me today and said I should have been more understanding. She lost everything. The kid's father seems to want to be involved, but she doesn't want him to be in their life. I said it was her fault. She completely changed this last year, is bitter, but has no one else to blame but her. Was I an asshole? Was I too much in your face?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so, because...
And she's talking all kinds of smack to the family.
Yeah, and...
Imagine doing that.
And you could say things privately. Mm. Like, if this is in front of the nieces and nephews, like the kids and stuff, like right out in the open in front of everybody, I just think that I would reveal things privately to people.
Yeah.
But if at all.
But what about, sometimes what goes around comes around and you have to be what comes around.
Cool line.
That's my line.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that quote? Great quote? All time quote?
It depends on the context. It depends on the context.
Well, in this context, if someone's slandering, but I know that that's messed up and not the truth thing, I would interject.
Right. Okay. But that there's a time and place. I think this girl's...
Doesn't the truth exist?
She's going through a lot.
Truth exists in every place.
She just gave birth. She lost everything. Yeah. Yeah, she cheated, but she lost everything. So she's dealing with the consequences of her actions. Right. And she is probably on very little sleep because she just has a newborn. Sure. And sometimes emotional regulation is hard and you just snap and you're... She's not accepting responsibility in the moment, but like she's also going through a tough time. And you could talk about the truth of what happened to people in private, to the grandma and stuff. So it doesn't escalate in front of the kid.
Apparently, because she like everyone's talking about it.
Look
now,
did she deserve that? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's like, why I think not the asshole.
But is it your business? No,
you made it my business.
How?
They told me everything.
Okay, so what is that?
So the kid's asking about it then, and then the kid's slandering, and then the chick is slandering his good name, saying like he's a deadbeat dad. Actually,
well, she's coping. The copium is hard, but
that doesn't. It's not fair to his character.
Well, why are you loyal to someone that you're not going to see ever again?
Put it like this: I have a family member that I love dearly.
Yeah.
And this family member was slandered for many years by another family member.
Yeah, but you're going to have to deal with a family member again. It's not you're slandering a family member. She's slandering her ex who, like, she did a bad thing to.
But to family.
Okay, but he's not part of the family.
I don't know, man.
And it's in front of the kids. The kids really shouldn't be subjugated to any of this.
No.
That's the part I have a problem with.
Yeah, I
don't. If it was a room full of adults, maybe I would make the argument that it's although it's not your business, you're not an asshole for like sticking up for yourself. But I don't know. In front of kids, I have a problem with adult topics being like,
I think that's fair.
Really released in front of kids.
Yeah, I still think not the asshole. Just don't say the slandery thing if I'm her.
For sure.
That's all.
She sounds like she's going through a lot.
So what?
She doesn't have any of her life anymore.
You can go through a lot. Don't slander people. Don't say a bunch of
nonsense.
I'm
not defending her actions.
You clearly love it. You think it's great.
I'm having sympathy.
Yeah, I get it.
Sympathy that, like, I mean, I don't agree with any of what she did. And I don't agree with her slandering him, but I'm trying to, when you put yourself in someone's shoes and you're like, damn, people make mistakes, mm-hmm. right? And she's going through a lot right now. It's like kicking someone when they're down. And the kid is not going to see the guy again, Ben.
I just don't, it doesn't matter. To me, it's like you're sullying his memory or whatever. To me, it's like, that's not what happened. So
of course, all. Yeah, it's not what happened.
So yeah,
but I just also think it's just not anyone's business.
Take my boy's name out your mouth, as Will Smith
I guess
said.
If you were boy, like if the OP was like, me and Ben were tight, you know, like
sure.
we're still friends, and like he's my godfather of my child. Like I guess I would.
You don't think it matters that.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying that the truth will come out at a more appropriate time.
Okay.
I don't think it's like the time and place to like just.
I think it was the appropriate time because they made it about that.
No, the kid asked a question and she was
emotional. She started destroying the
guy. She's emotional.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe I'm just too empathetic with people because like although I don't agree with her actions, I can still empathize with what she's like. So she's having a hard time and like to snap at something. Is she's snapping at something.
Fair.
It's not true. It's like she is slandering someone, but but like I think there's a time and place to correct that.
Okay. We'll just agree to disagree on this one. We'll see Apparently. What you all think in the comments.
I don't think the OP is an asshole for what it's worth.
Okay, good.
I just think that it's kind of was just the wrong time and place.
I understand. Okay, next one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not telling my daughter she's adopted till her 20s?
Ooh, kind of.
I, 56, have 3 children. I'll use fake names. George, 27, male. Alice, 27, female. Grace, 18, female. It's a little difficult to cram such context into such little word count, but I'll try. I was pregnant with George when my sister got pregnant around the same time, much younger. I was 29. She was 18. My parents were completely unsupportive of my sister continuing or having her baby, and it resulted in her getting a job and moving in with her boyfriend, who was not the best person. My sister gave birth to a lovely, beautiful baby, Alice. But hormones and everything, she decided she couldn't continue. Parentheses, she's no longer alive. So we got a call from sister's boyfriend and Alice's biological father about taking her in, as he didn't want anything to do with her. Alice was 6 months old at the time, so we just took her in. We've since raised Alice and George as twins, which is easy as they're both blonde and blue eyes. My parents and aunts went along with everything, and after a certain point, we thought it was just too late to tell her, and then my wonderfully smart husband decided to tell her as she's pregnant and needs to know just in case now that she's refusing to speak to me. I did everything I thought I could to raise her happy and healthy and feel I did such a good job as she never even realized. My children are on my side as they say I raised her. I was there for her. I just never had the heart to tell her. I feel like if there was a mother out there, then I would have told her, but there wasn't, and I was there. Am I the asshole?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, there was a mother out there.
There's not a mother out there because the mother died.
Right, her sister.
Yeah.
Her sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's really sad. I think that's a really hard situation to go through that most people won't ever have to go through and make a decision mm-hmm. on. And I can't say I blame her at all. Like,
it's like hard to call you an asshole.
You're raising the kid as your own.
Yeah.
And
it's sort of a footnote almost.
Yeah. Like
it feels like, although it's not the truth.
I guess I don't know how to be mad at that. How do I be mad at that?
Yeah.
Like if I'm the daughter and I'm not talking to the mom because of that, like, but I guess I hear people out too much. I would never just shut off a person that raised me, especially if they were really good to me all growing up.
Yeah, I don't
over
really,
something that's a really tough decision anyway.
It's a tough call. I think that maybe like waiting so long to tell her sucks.
Sure. It sucks.
But I can understand she had her reasons and like she did the work.
I don't think there's a right and wrong.
It's tough to judge because she did so much work.
Exactly. And I don't think there's a right and wrong.
No.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, I think sometimes 17, 18, 19, 20, like, you're just too young to have big picture perspective on, like, the sacrifices that were made, like, the empathy part of the, like, of what people, it wasn't just a cut and dry thing. Like, oh, well, I'm going to not tell her because
And that's
like,
what Reddit does so
I have
well.
The power.
Reddit is just basically slandering her, saying, like, yeah, you're the asshole big time.
Wow.
Time. Yeah, because, like, Reddit doesn't have any friends, right?
Look, I was ready from the title to say that she was the asshole.
Sure,
but then
exactly.
you explain all the context and it's like, you know, people are nuanced. People are not just like good guy, bad guy.
But no, it's all binary.
Everyone likes to put people in buckets.
Exactly.
And it's just like, this person's good, this person's bad, this person's asshole, this person's not. And I just think maybe that's why I dig Am I the Asshole so much, is that it's meant to be polarizing, but I find that there's so much more complexities in it because humans are complex.
Check this out. One of the comments that I have to address here, because it's just so Reddit. Children deserve to know if they're adopted and deserve to know it isn't a reason for shame. Hiding it makes it seem like they're less than, and it's also a huge violation of trust. That is the most cynical way of looking at this situation.
100%.
This mom's like, I love you the same as anybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm not hiding it to, like, I didn't want to tell you this because you are mine.
Also, there's a difference between someone that had to go through the adoption process that's like okay, right. and like they had time to prepare and they're like, okay, I'll probably tell them around
exactly.
this time that, you know, da 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 da. And like, there's usually like,
and
a
like,
kind of,
it's thrust upon you.
Yeah. If it's thrust upon you, like, it was already, okay, we got to make this situation work. Right?
Right.
And like, how do I show the most love and shelter this child from the mm-hmm. trauma that would otherwise be caused?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, maybe she waited a little too long. And I'm not saying that doesn't suck,
but like,
is she an asshole for that?
Dude,
no.
Redditors are saying they also stole from George's identity because he's not really a twin. Like, are we serious? Can we be human
beings?
That
is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You've stolen from his identity?
You stole?
People are, dude.
From his
Reddit.
Identity.
You gotta get off the computer sometimes.
Gross.
Gotta go out in the real world sometimes.
I think people just like to be keyboard warriors.
The most pissed they can be at anything.
Like, because they have misplaced anger and this is an outlet for them. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just empathizing with the Reddit crowd I disagree with.
Correct.
I feel like I look at people's perspectives like, no one wants to be the bad guy.
You do. But,
everyone thinks that they're the good guy.
Right. But I don't. I think that doing the whole like, and you're the asshole because of this, it's like nuts. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Last one. Here we go. Am I the asshole for asking my sister-in-law if she will have a gender reveal party?
Okay.
My 21 female sister-in-law, 32 female, is pregnant with her first baby. I'm super excited to be an aunt for the first time. During a family get-together, sister-in-law was telling me and mother-in-law about her upcoming ultrasound where she will find out the gender of the baby. She said she wanted to know the gender to determine the vibe of the nursery. I asked her if she'll be having a gender reveal party because of how common they are these days, not thinking anything of it. But sister-in-law got visibly upset and gave me the massive side eye.
Whoa.
I didn't think much of it, but then she started asking me if I was serious and I got kind of confused and said, yeah, or I guess, are you telling anyone or leaving a surprise? She scoffed and said she hated gender reveal parties and they're super dramatic and ridiculous for no good reason. I understand it's not for everyone, but I felt I had offended her somehow. She said she would just tell people the gender instead of advertising it like some parade. The rest of the evening it was okay, and I didn't get any weird vibes from her afterward. Later, when my husband, 26, and I got home, he asked me what I had spoken with his sister about since she had mentioned to him that I was being immature.
What?
And told her she needed to have a reveal party.
What?
I felt a little defensive and said I was only making conversation. Sister-in-law has a history of exaggerating details, so we kind of shrugged and hoped she wasn't too mad about it. The next day, mother-in-law called and to ask me to apologize.
What the fuck?
To sister-in-law for making her uncomfortable and causing her to lose sleep, which might hurt the baby.
Oh my God, how dramatic is this family?
I was really confused, but I didn't want to ruffle more feathers, so I agreed to phone her and apologize. Now I'm wondering if I'm missing something or if it's rude to ask that. Because at 21, I don't know too many pregnant women, and it's something weird to if that's something weird to ask them. For context, sister-in-law aren't close, but friendly. I've always gotten a cold vibe from her, which makes me a bit sad because I don't have siblings myself and would like to see her as a sister, but obviously can't force that kind of
bond.
Yuck,
that sucks. I feel bad for the OP.
Yeah.
No, they're not the asshole.
How the hell?
I thought it was going to be a kind of like,
yeah.
Because like gender's non-binary and all, and like, so some call it too traditional and like, you know, too like, whatever normative, I get whatever, but I thought it was going to be more that, like in the political realm, but like,
yeah, this is like one of those things where you say a thing and then someone takes it to the umpteenth degree and you're like, I just said that.
I said the first question. Like all she had to do was be like, nah, they're not really my thing. Like it's not really my interest. It's not really up my alley.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people just like have these weird little trigger points that you aren't aware of, and then like you got to pay the price for just asking a single question about it.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend where lately I was just merely asking him about what was going on, since he's going through like a rough breakup.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what's going on like with this thing? And then he is immediately like telling another friend of mine, like, Steve's like interrogating me about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm just asking you, dude.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just making conversation with you about
it. I think it's even sadder that the girl wants to be close to her.
It is sad.
And like,
that is sad.
Feels like brushed off big time.
Right.
Like, not only brushed off, but like she offended someone.
Right. And you just don't know how people are going to receive this. Just a simple, like, hey, what about that? That's interesting. And it's like, oh, well, I'm being like interrogated now.
So sad.
It's too bad.
As someone who misses social cues a lot, like I've felt this, I relate to the OP a lot. Like I can tell there's a tone shift,
yeah,
but I don't get what I said. Like, right. What did I say? Like, it's always like, what did I say? I wasn't trying to offend anyone. Just tell me so I don't say it again. Like, I didn't mean to cause anything. I just thought I was being like friendly and like nice.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's pretty triggering.
Yeah, there's no way you're the asshole for this one.
It sucks. Sorry.
Totally sucks.
Sorry, you're not the asshole.
Yeah, all Gucci.
Super dramatic though. The family's super dramatic. You and need to call and apologize.
One person agrees with the next person, agrees with the next person. It's all the most drama.
Well, they're only hearing the perspective of the...
Exactly.
Like,
the in-law.
Then she interrogated, she made me, she said I need to have this, and it's so much pressure, I can't deal with it.
And she just said, are you going to? Insane. Yeah, definitely not the asshole. All Gucci there.
Yeah. All right, well, that was fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very most controversy.
Again, like, love Emma the Asshole, because we can just say what's on our mind. But if you do have a question that you, if you'd like to us to tell you if you're the asshole, by all means, or ask us any questions, you can email us podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And we will answer any question any topic. But it's for entertainment purposes only. So don't like...
We're not experts.
Don't legally come at us. So, but it's always fun to do it in a way that it's strangers, and we disagreed on one.
Yeah,
today,
big time, and we almost came to blows over it. But then, you know, good thing we have a bouncer in here.
I mean, hey, some people are petty, and some people aren't.
I'm one of the first one.
Yeah. If I was gonna bucket you, I'd dump you in the first one.
I'm a big man. In body form, but I'm a small man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
On the next one. Bye-bye.